No Time Like the Present by Nadine Gordimer, read by John Cartwright. History has to do with manifestations of human freedom in connection with the external world, with time, and with dependence upon causes. Leo Tolstoy, War and Peace. Though the present remains a dangerous place to live, cynicism would be a reckless luxury. Keriopetse Kegosetzile, Wounded Dreams. Glengrove Place. It isn't a glen, and there isn't a grove. It must have been named by a Scot or Englishman for features of a home left behind when he made money in this city at more than 5,000 feet and entered the property market enterprise. But it has been a place. It was somewhere they could live together when there wasn't anywhere to do so lawfully. The rent for the apartment was high for them then, but it included a certain complicity on the part of the owner of the building and the caretaker. Nothing comes for nothing when law-abiding people are taking some risk of breaking the law. As a tenant, he had the kind of English or European-sounding name no different from others usual on the tenants' mailboxes beside the elevator in the entrance. A potted cactus decorative there, if there was no grove. She was simply the added appendage, Mrs. They actually were married, although that was unlawful too. In the neighbouring country where she had gone into exile just over the border to study, and he, a young white man whose political affiliations made it necessary for him to disappear from the university in the city for a time, they, imprudently ignoring the consequence inevitable back home, had fallen in love and got themselves married. Back home in South Africa, she became a teacher at a private school.